Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The hour here on the DJV program. If you had it to do all over again, what would you do differently in your life? Is there something there? Maybe if you think about it, you are starting over again. Every day, every hour, every minute, you have a chance to pull yourself out of wherever it is that you are. So do things differently. If you're not satisfied with what's going on, why not? Kind of a helpful suggestion, I hope anyway, from the DJV show. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The Roger Stone thing, it seems to me we ought to spend some time, even though it's very controversial, kind of one-sided on both sides. So Jennifer, he says, Stone says that Trump saved his life by commuting his prison sentence. There are a lot of folks who think that somebody like Stone, who's done things in service to Trump, that Trump ought not to have been able to pardon him. Where does Stone go? Does he go back to live his life that he was living before? Does he do the same things he did before? How can your life not be changed by what's gone on in his life, one would ask?
Well, I think that he said he's found God, which I guess brought him back to God, what he's been through. He said he was on Hannity on Monday night. That was his first big availability. And
he's on his radio show yesterday, too.
Yeah, he said that he would have died in prison, he believes, because he has asthma and he's 60, whatever he is. And he thought that that would have left him ripe for COVID-19. Here's the thing. I I've said this before. I've said it all along. I'll stay consistent on it. I don't know about Roger Stone. Roger Stone is a flamboyant, out there, pushes it to the limit kind of guy. But what I will say,
he's not very smart, Jennifer. Is he?
Well, I don't know. I mean, to be honest with you, I really don't know. But what I do know is that he's Mr. Blackwell. I do know that. A lot of people don't.
Mr. Blackwell. You mean the
guy who judges people's fashion?
Is he really?
Yeah. Nobody knows that. But when Mr. Blackwell died, he gave it to Roger Stone. Roger Stone is now Mr. Blackwell.
So he looks kind of like one of those guys. The top hat, the way he dresses.
He dresses like that. Right. But what I do know is this. For the crime that he was accused of at the time, what was thrown at him by investigators and the FBI, it was way over the top. He was not a flight risk. He's not Ghislaine Maxwell. Don't know if he even has it in him to be Ghislaine Maxwell. He was someone who would have turned himself into authorities if he had been charged with something. And what he got was amphibious frogmen in the creek in his backyard. He got, literally they ambushed his whole house at like 4 o'clock in the morning. And the people there to document it were CNN reporters who received a tip from somebody at the FBI so that they could watch the whole thing go down. So was he, in my opinion, was he made an example of? I think so. Was there some wrongdoing in all of this because they were trying to go after a political opponent in President Trump and everyone around him? I believe yes. I think there's plenty of evidence to support that line of thinking from me. But as far as, like, do I think Roger Stone's a great guy or all that? I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I don't know him. I don't. He's really out there.
Don't lead you to believe that he is a fabulous guy, but that's not a crime either.
I don't know. I don't even know if his vibes do. He's just kind of a weird guy.
Yeah.
So,
and is that punishable by going to jail?
He went to jail, but not because he wasn't a good guy or because he was too weird. I mean, that's, you know.
But the crimes that he was committed of, were they
lying,
real? Because
they always set these people up so that they can catch him. If they can't catch him for what they want, they get him for lying about it.
And that happens to everybody. That doesn't matter what his political affiliation is.
It's not about his political affiliation. It was that the FBI at the highest levels really had a lot of corruption, and they went after the Trump campaign, and there's plenty of evidence that suggests that, including handwritten notes from the agents themselves. And so this smelled bad from the beginning. And so I don't necessarily have a problem with it, but again, I don't know if it's about glorifying Roger Stone or anything. Like I said, he's a difficult one because he's just strange.
All right, let me ask you this. Enough on Stone, if you don't mind. I want to talk about Jeffrey Berman, who's the U.S. attorney or was for the Southern District of New York. Both of you are familiar with this. Barr fired him, and it was because supposedly of his irregular, unexplained actions and what it is that concerned people in Justice Department circles in Washington. And, you know, then there are those who say, well, he was chasing down stuff on Trump.
Yeah, he opened up investigations. Look, the job of the Manhattan Southern District, the attorney general there, that position was created to go after financial crimes. It's to basically be the watchdog over Wall Street. And
it's billions. It's the TV show
billions.
It is. It's billions.
It's exactly. Yeah. It's exactly. It's Chuck Rhodes.
Giamatti plays the part of Berman.
Yep.
That is.
And
yeah.
So he started sniffing around in, you know, the theory behind this is that he was sniffing around and had opened an investigation into Giuliani. And so Giuliani likes to, you know, I don't know if this is national news, but it's certainly all over New York, local news. Giuliani loves to make threats on people. So as soon as an investigation opened up into Giuliani, then it became one of those, well, I know where all the bodies are buried and I can bury everybody and like this whole thing. And so, you know, in the Manhattan circuits, people are saying that this was another retaliation because he was going after the Trump organization as well. So, you know, now he's going to be replaced with the guy who's the former head of the SEC, which is a complete conflict of interest. So I don't, at this point, nothing surprises me anymore.
And what's really sad is that we can't really trust these investigators anymore because we've seen so many bad actors. And that's really the problem here. Jeffrey Berman is also accused of acting in an unethical way. And so it depends on what side of the aisle you're on.
Yeah, but specifically what? That's a
the Michael Cohen investigation. I mean, particularly it was the handling of Michael Cohen that I think raised a lot of eyebrows about how he handled this and what his end goal was. Michael Cohen, by the way, back in jail because he was out dining around New York City after
that's
he was
not
in
why.
Solitary.
No, that's not why. He's in solitary now, which is, talk about, they put a gag order on him, then, and the only reason he's back in jail is because he refused to sign away his rights to write a book and to do a podcast or to do a radio interview or any type of media. That's unheard of, to put someone back in jail because unless they give up their First Amendment rights. I mean,
are they allowed to do that when they're in prison?
No, he was on house arrest.
But he's still technically in prison.
Right, but what I'm saying is that's why he's back at Otisville, and then they put him in solitary. I mean, like he's a physical threat.
Right, but
my point is,
you can other people who are in prison do podcasts and write books.
I don't know the specifics of that, but
they have to do it after they get out of jail. Is what
right,
I think
and
is the way it goes.
Yeah. Yes, that is. Mm. Well, on house
I mean, how
arrest,
many prisoners do you know with a podcast? Not very many of them.
Well, no, but if you're on house arrest,
I know some people doing podcasts who ought to be in jail. Excuse
right,
me,
but the terms of his house arrest did not specify that he couldn't do that, and so now he went on Twitter and he made it very clear. And you know, Jen, you and I have talked about this behind the scenes. He's made it very clear that he has a lot to say and he wants to talk. And then miraculously he's back in jail. I don't know. I mean, maybe Trump doesn't want to hear what Michael Cohen has to say.
Here's the thing. I think he should be allowed to talk, but not while he's under house arrest. That just doesn't seem right. House arrest is not a free card out of jail. House arrest
is
prison at home.
Right, but that's not what they wanted him to sign. They wanted him to say he would never, ever write a book or do a podcast or do media.
Here's a thought that strikes me. As we talk about some of these things that seem, excuse me, quite anti-American, how are some of these plays different than what the Chinese communists
do? I was going
to
say, that's what happened to Michael Cohen seems like it's in China.
Yeah.
Right?
So we're decrying what's going on in China as these horrors continue there, the imposition of detentions against the Muslims and people that the government doesn't like, religionists, no matter what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we have this. These are not religionists, but they are people who disagree with the leadership. And that smacks of what goes on
really,
in dictatorships to me.
That's what's really dangerous about how people in the White House in the past 13 years have been handling themselves. I mean, you can make the argument about Trump and Michael Cohen. You can also make the argument about President Obama weaponizing his administration to go after his opponents. And there's proof of it, but yet he sometimes gets a free pass. I mean, no one brings him up into the conversation. This is something
no,
that
that's
is
true.
Not...
true. He gets away with a lot.
He gets away with everything, and I don't know why.
I don't know about everything, but he gets away... Obama got away with a lot of stuff.
He used the FBI to go after a political opponent and spy on
Nixon
them.
When you go back to Nixon,
I mean,
you go back to...
worse than Nixon. In
oh,
what
my
he
God.
Did.
Come on. Let's have a little bit of perspective.
No, no, but I'm trying to tell you, Nixon bugged an office of his opponent.
All right, clip of the day. We talked to you about the factors leading up to Bed Bath & Beyond closing many of its stores. It was kind of an enlightening conversation, if I do say so myself. So you want to grab a hold of it, Victoria and Doug and all of us with a focus on Bed Bath & Beyond, what it means to you. You can listen to that discussion at djvshow.com, and you can follow us on social media at facebook.com/djvshow. And all day, every day, you can listen to the whole program at the same location. Check it out, listen button at djvshow.com.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-579-6960, 800-579-6960, 800-579-6960.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Do you know you might be overpaying for your Medicare supplement plan? Do you get lost in an alphabet maze of plans like A, B, C, D, and G, F? Would you like help getting out of the maze and finding the very best plan for you? We are experienced Medigap agents at Health IQ, and we are on a mission to give people like you fair and square Medigap rates. Health IQ is the only insurance agency that rewards seniors proactively working on their health, like eating right and exercising. You don't have to be an athlete to save money. We reward healthy lifestyles of all kinds. Do you take your vitamins and supplements? Do you stay active and in the know about things that impact your health? If so, you can save money with Health IQ. Let us help you take care of your Medicare supplement needs. To see if you qualify for exclusive savings on Medicare supplement insurance, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. To start saving, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. That's healthiq.com/Medigap.
Health IQ is an agency offering plans from different insurance carriers. No government or Medicare affiliation. Coverage and special rates not available in all counties or cases.
All
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
All right, 23 past the hour. But then you knew that if you were looking at your watch or a clock. Katy Perry is smiling musically on us. Shared the news of her army of Katy cats. They can now use her social media filter, which is dedicated to an album called Smile. When is that supposed to come out? Do we know? Any guesses later in the year?
End of this month.
Oh,
August 14th.
Oh, okay. All right. She posted on Instagram, quote, "Now it's your turn to clown around. Use my IG lens and show me your smile." In a video showing off the filter, which gives users a red clown nose akin to the one Perry wears on the cover art for her new album. Last week, Perry also used Instagram to unveil the Circus Ready Smile cover, inviting fans to play a classic video game involving popping virtual balloons. In the artwork, I think I'm lost at this point. Katy portrays the glum-looking clown. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out what...
The artwork for the album.
Yeah, I get that. But is this... she's not smiling as a clown, or clowns bring you a smile, or what's the connection?
It's just whatever she... That's how she chose to present the album.
Why are you laughing, Jennifer?
Because you're so concerned. Is she not smiling as a clown?
Yeah. It's Katy Perry. It's not that deep. You know, like, we don't need to go that deep.
Who does she hang around with? She's on the... which one of the game shows is she on? Or on the talent shows?
American Idol.
Okay. And who does she hang around with?
Her fiancé, Orlando Bloom. She's pregnant now with her first kid.
Really?
So,
but she's, isn't she bigger than he is? Don't I remember seeing that in a picture?
You mean taller than he is?
Yeah. She was sort of towered over him. No? Okay. I used to get her confused with Pink. I don't know why I did, but I did for a while.
Nothing in common, but...
Well,
okay.
Confuse things, as I just have for the past minute and a half, 2 minutes. Next up, musically, Maroon 5, announcing they've rescheduled their previously postponed tour and moving everything to next summer, which is pretty much what everybody else is doing. Supposed to kick off in May. Now it launches in July next year in Chula Vista. All right, Jennifer, Chula Vista is north in England, right? Don't I remember that?
San Diego, actually.
Oh, it's south in England. All right. So, at least they got the England part right. It's
San Diego's
a 40...
England?
No, yeah, actually, Chula Vista's
Chula
in...
Chula Vista's, it's right on the coast, actually.
Oh, looks like I got it all wrong. You
have
and any
clowns
there
that don't smile.
And they have clowns that don't smile. Yeah, exactly.
What?
Is it a sad clown?
Well, the history of clowns, if you really look into it and read a clown book.
Oh, no.
You can read a little bit more.
We can't.
What clowns are really all about.
I'll
anyway.
That right after I get to the Da Vinci Code.
All right. So where are we here?
Maroon 5.
Hey, Maroon 5. That's Adam Levine, right?
Correct.
What's happened to him since he got booted from his TV show?
Turned into a sad clown.
Yes.
There it is.
He's definitely a clown that's not smiling. Mm. Yeah, he quit the show. He just, yeah. I think he's just kind of a pouty baby.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, because
yeah.
he didn't like losing the new rules, right? He didn't like the new rules of how the Voice was being run, and he hadn't won in, like, 5 seasons, so he was just sitting there pouting the whole time. I think the show's been better without him.
Is Maroon 5 good? Is he good lead singer?
He has a good
Maroon
voice,
5?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is his voice here. I think it's a good voice.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, the point is all these gigs won't start till next July, and they run through October in L.A., so it starts in...
And if you have tickets for this current tour, hang on to them if you want to see them next year. That's the thing the band wanted everyone to know.
Right. All right, what else did I leave out here? Did I get everything else?
That's pretty much it.
28 after the hour.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
The debate around guns is focused on the extremes instead of what's actually working. We're the National Shooting Sports Foundation. We represent the gun industry. For decades, we've led real solutions for safer communities while protecting the right to legally own a firearm. Our Project ChildSafe program distributes millions of free gun locks to help prevent accidents. Our work with law enforcement helps prevent suicides, gun thefts, and illegal gun purchases. Learn more at nssfrealsolutions.org. Paid for by the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are now 3.4 million confirmed COVID-19 cases in the United States, and the death toll has topped 136,000. Top infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci tells Georgetown University that teens and young adults need to take the pandemic seriously.
Individuals, mostly young people, were seen at bars, congregated in crowded places, many of them without masks, which really adds fuel to the fire. So our challenge today and tomorrow and next week is to try and contain these outbreaks and get us back on the track of being able to not only contain but also to open to open safely.
The Supreme Court says Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been admitted to the hospital. She's being treated for a possible infection after experiencing fever and chills. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Supreme Court has ruled against the GOP after the party's appeal of a lower court's decision to have their convention in Houston. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Texas Republican Party holding its convention online now after the city of Houston canceled it due to the spread of the coronavirus. The GOP did appeal to the state Supreme Court, but it ruled against the party's push to have a physical event at the George R. Brown Convention Center in the city. The court saying the GOP has a right to hold an event, but it does not have the right to seize that location.
President Trump signed into law a bill requiring sanctions on Chinese officials who crack down on Hong Kong residents' free speech and peaceful assembly.
Today I signed legislation and an executive order to hold China accountable for its oppressive actions against the people of Hong Kong. The Hong Kong Autonomy Act, which I signed this afternoon, passed unanimously through Congress. This law gives my administration powerful new tools to hold responsible the individuals and the entities involved in extinguishing Hong Kong's freedom. We've all watched what happened. Not a good situation. Their freedom's been taken away, their rights have been taken away, and with it goes Hong Kong, in my opinion, because it will no longer be able to compete with free markets. A lot of people will be leaving Hong Kong, I suspect.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Point in the hour, 34 after, actually, second half hour of discussion on the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and Tom Bergeron in our focus.
Yeah.
One of the great guys, the great, he started as a disc jockey in Haverhill, Massachusetts, matter of fact, when he was a kid, and went through Boston radio and television and created quite a good career for himself. I asked him when he stopped doing America's Funniest Videos why he did that. He said, well, I don't really need the money. And I thought to myself, I would always want to stay. He was getting $8 million a year to do that show. And I think he's getting 18, or at least was, on Dancing with the Stars. So what's going on, Victoria?
Well, he and Aaron Andrews have been fired from Dancing with the Stars. And he tweeted last night, quote, just informed... just informed that Dancing with the Stars will be continuing without me. It's been an incredible 15-year run, the most unexpected gift of my career. He said, I'm grateful for the lifelong friendships made. And he said, that said, now what am I supposed to do with all these glitter masks? Cracking a joke, right, as he often does. And so they didn't give a reason why. The show just said that Tom Bergeron will forever be a part of the family, blah, blah, blah. And they said they're going in a new creative direction. And so they haven't said...
So what
said,
could that be? How do you create something? There's a very standard formula for this. What's the... Are you going to have another face doing the same thing Bergeron does? Come on.
Potentially. I don't know. The whole show has really lost its luster. And I think the reason for that is they just crammed so many seasons down everyone's throats that it was too much.
Of a good thing.
They only took one season off, didn't they, like last spring or something?
Like, imagine this. In 15 years that he was the host, he hosted 28 seasons. In 15 actual linear years. So that's a lot. That's crazy. That's almost two cycles per year. And I think people just got sick of it because who was left to even be, one of the comedians was saying, you know, it's not Dancing with the Stars anymore. It's Dancing with the Vaguely Familiar because who else, like, there are no stars left. They've just gone, they exhausted all of their resources.
Like, you look at some of these shows that have actors and actresses in the level keeps going down. I was talking about some of the, like, Match Game. There's I think it's ABC that has Sunday Night Game shows on. Anthony Anderson does To Tell the Truth, which is fairly good, but the actors that are there are the celebrities, aren't really celebrities at all, except he had his buddy Jeremy Sisto on the last one. Those guys got together and been great friends ever since they were on Law & Order, 20-some-odd years ago. The idea that there are celebrities or you're going to pay attention to some of these worn-out, tired celebrities, I think it loses
a lot of all of that. Well, Dancing with the Stars, it does.
Process.
Dancing with the Stars became like kind of a dumping ground for anybody who had a scandal. If you were on The Bachelor, which is also an ABC show, if you were on The Bachelor and you got kicked off The Bachelor or you didn't win or whatever, then all of a sudden everyone expected you to be on Dancing with the Stars. It was like the next logical stop, yeah. But the thing is, though, Tom Bergeron, they've had other people coming in and out, co-hosting with him. Aaron Andrews, I think, stuck around the longest, but Tom Bergeron was always the driving force.
He was the anchor.
Yeah. And so many people on social media have already said that they're not going to watch the show without him.
It's him that's making people disappointed with the show. It's a lack of
It's not him.
No,
I think people love him. For him.
He's so smooth. He's so pleasant. He is very focused, very professional, knows what he has. It's a gift.
But he's also really funny. That's the thing. This was a show that really showcased his sense of humor, and people realized how funny he
was.
So
what does he do now? Where does he go?
Anything.
What's a good job
for him? I think he can do whatever he wants.
For him. Yep. Well, create something on his own.
The sad thing is how many things are actually in production, though, or will go into production for a while because of COVID. Eventually he'll probably be fine, but I don't know that he'll be back on TV for at least a couple of years, right?
I could also kind of see him being like, they just canceled the Michael Strahan Hour with Kiki Palmer and whatever that other girl's name is. They canceled that hour. I would love to see Tom Bergeron on like a Kelly and Ryan kind of format because I think he would be amazing on that.
Yeah.
So maybe ABC, GMA, they pick him up and do something like that.
He carries stuff on his own. He didn't need Aaron. He didn't need anyone.
No, but he played well with her.
Yeah, well, he does. He works, he plays.
Yeah.
He plays everybody else up. He doesn't become the gift that he has, thank you for bringing it up, is that everybody else is in the spotlight and not him. He's brilliant at that, and people, they don't know that that's what it is, but they know there's something about him that they like because he's not always calling attention to himself. He's calling attention to the people around him to make them look better, and I think that's a real strong gift that tells you that he's got a good solid ego, a good solid base. His background, all of those things. And frankly, people who come up in the radio world are better at that than people who have never had the radio experience. And I say that lovingly, and it does sound self-serving, but those of us who have been doing this for a long time understand the rules, if you will. As you notice, when the two of you, Jennifer and Victoria, get off onto something, I stay out of it. I don't have to be a part of it. Once in a while at the end, if I want to move on to something else, I'll say, okay, let's go to this, or I'll just inveigle myself. But most of the time,
is this a humble brag? How you're like Tom Bergeron?
Well, I think
I heard it.
People, I'm saying that those of us who don't need to be the star all the time are good at, and that's why the two of you have worked so well. You think it's an accident that the two of you are together under the circumstances? I won't brag. You know, I pat myself on the back.
I think you just got incredibly lucky.
when it came to, well, we've had a lot of people in and out of here, Jennifer, with you. we've opened a lot of doors.
Jen.
Yeah. There were a lot of doors that were open.
By the way, I'm pretty nice. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, you are. And that's why you've survived as you have in the circumstances that you're in Los Angeles, you know, under the circumstances. All right, let's talk about the situation. We haven't really talked about the coronavirus much, and that's because it's the same old news, other than the case numbers are going up all over the world, not just in America, but all over the world, and this is to be expected. This is what this thing does, and it's what's going to happen, I would predict, for the rest of the year. Why would you expect anything different? But the difference is in how it's managed, and that's where you see the good stories in the countries that have done it, or the states in our country that have managed this thing. It didn't take a lot of heavy lifting. It just took somebody to apply the rules that made sense. Wear a mask. Don't get too close to anybody. That's it. Pretty simple stuff. And yet, you're infringing on my rights. Come on. Get out of my face with that crap, will you please? And another thing, can we somehow torpedo the World Health Organization or just completely ignore them? That would seem...
You mean a verbal torpedo, I'd imagine, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Realize, how is it that some... Doesn't everybody know the Chinese control it? Why is there any credibility given on United States media to the World Health Organization? I see this, the World Health Organization says, bull crap. Who cares what the World Health Organization says? And then the question comes up, well, Doug, who do we believe? Well, I guess you ought to trust yourself a little bit and not rely on so many people of questionable authority, right? That gets back to who do you trust and why do you trust them? Do you trust your gut? That's an important element. I think you got to trust your gut. And I think a lot of people, the Surgeon General, for example, as opposed to the World Health Organization and the CDC and the National Institutes of Health, if you're asked, somebody says to me, okay, Doug, you've gone through all the people we shouldn't believe. Who do we believe? I believe Jerome Adams. What about you? Does anybody even know who this guy is? They refer to it as a funny title, the Surgeon General. But he said, by the way, in the last day or so, that we could turn this around completely in just a couple of weeks if everybody did their part.
Right.
And I just described what your part is.
By the
way, he wears a mask all the time.
Yeah, you don't know the Surgeon General, but he is so nice. He's been on my program a bunch of times.
Yeah.
And he is, there's no one on the planet, I don't care if you like Trump or you don't, that would go, wow, he's mean-spirited. This guy's really nice.
Yeah, and he's smart, and he gets it. He's telling people what to do from a point of view of strength, understanding what this stuff is all about, and how to face it. He said, quote, as we've seen cases skyrocket, we can turn this thing around in a couple of weeks if we get a critical mass of people wearing face coverings, practicing 6 feet of personal distancing, doing the things that we know are effective. That's all it takes. And you selfish SOBs who don't want to do that, I just think it's not a crime punishable by death, but I do think that you really ought to look at yourself in the mirror if you think that this is a real infringement on your rights.
I just wonder who is not wearing masks. I mean, in California, we've had mandatory mask orders since May. And we still have
a lot of
not.
In Jersey, no one. I mean, the whole beach community where we live, no one's wearing a mask here. And it's just, if you saw the pictures, Jen, of how crowded the beaches were, you'd be like, ugh, like it's disgusting.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, an important part of this program, we also do a thing called Good Day Health. He and I and Ken Kronhaus discuss the issues. For example, the current podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com that has Dr. Jack in it is a focus in part on vaccines that are being developed for the virus and the fact that by the time they're ready, won't be effective, you know, that kind of stuff. And so what is there? We talk about the factors that make you a sitting duck also for the virus, especially think about your teeth and your overall health. Do you understand how your gums and your teeth affect your health? Very important. The virus gets in through your mouth, through any crevice, eyes, nose, mouth. So it's important to understand how your body works. You get that from Jack. So if you want to keep up on the most recent health info from his perspective, Dr. Jack Stockwell, look for the most recent Good Day Health podcast, the one I just described. But all of them are there at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
During the COVID-19 crisis, many of us are now working from home. And one company helping us to stay productive from home is Zoho, with their new product called Remotely. So how can you manage your staff and projects remotely? Zoho's LSP explains.
There is this whole aspect of doing project management. So if you want to track time, if you want to kind of take control of what people are working on, then there is Zoho Projects, which is a tool that will allow you to do project management. If you want to help people remotely logging into their desktops or laptops and helping them doing some troubleshooting and fixing issues, that's where Zoho Assist comes into play. Then there is Zoho Lens, which is a new tool that we released, which is going to turn your phone camera into a streaming device.
Go to Zoho.com/remotely to sign up. And it's free until July.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hey, guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that, too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Pat Boone here for the folks at Swiss America. Rock solid foundations are vital in life, in business, and in finance, because in the end, only what we've built on a firm foundation will withstand the storms of life. Today, the economic storms are raging and the foundations of everything are being tested. And as recent news headlines reveal, the world economy has never looked shakier. And gold, the world's oldest and most trusted form of money, is also grabbing headlines. Now is the time to put your future on a rock-solid foundation. Swiss America will help you create an indestructible asset today. Discover the timeless truth about gold and silver by calling Swiss America or visiting online at SwissAmerica.com.
800-429-4018. 800-429-4018. 800-429-4018. 800-429-4018.
Do
you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Uri Geller is here with us on Your Hidden Power from his perch in Israel, advising and helping people. One of the things that I don't know that I've ever asked you, I've asked you lots of questions over the years we've been friends. Why do you think people pay attention to you? What is there about you in analyzing you, or maybe you analyzing you or others analyzing you? But, you know, we all have, you need, in order for you to be successful at what you do, motivating people, people have to pay attention to you. Why do they do that?
Well, I think that because I'm sitting in the driver's seat of something paranormal, freaky, strange, controversial, supernatural. All this bring in the elements of curiosity, suspense, interest. And I think that's why, mainly, Doug, I put it down to controversy. When you have something controversial, there is debate, there are arguments, there are people who say it's true, there are people who say it's not true. So that's what steers the wheel of publicity, actually oils the wheel of publicity. And that's how I get into newspapers, radio shows, interviews, television, big TV programs, stage performances. And every time I do something interestingly strange, that gets into the press. And I know how to seize those opportunities. You see, Doug, anyone who knows how to stop for a millisecond and seize an opportunity that comes their way and turn it into something successful, those are the traits of a successful person.
Mm-hmm. That's, well, that you've described yourself, but that's what people come to you for. They want to be successful. They want to know more how to take the energy, if they even understand that. You know, is it different, do you think, when you're talking to somebody one-on-one or versus a large group? Because most of the stuff that you do is before groups, not before individuals, yeah. Right?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that when I speak to a group, there is more energy. There is more, I call it atmospheric power. It's something that is fueled by the viewers or by the audience into me. And therefore, it comes out of me multiplied and empowered, more powerful. You know that the key mantras are very simple. It's think positive, think yes, never take no for an answer. Quitters never win. Winners never quit. So easy to remember these things. Excuses are for losers. Everything is possible. That's a beautiful one. Everything is possible. Yeah. And I teach people how step by step, stay steady on the target and then hit the target. That's my almost daily mantras.
All right. In Israel, where you live and spend most of your time these days, there is a focus that Israel is a very good technological, pharmaceutical country. And so I wonder, from your experience there, masks, social distancing, what are people doing to protect them? Because Israel seems to have a pretty good track record at handling this. And I'm betting a lot of people are talking to you about what you think ought to be done, how you, Uri Geller, are living your life.
What you just said is wrong. At the top of the list of successful countries keeping Corona out, and then we started opening up shops. There was no social distancing. All this happened very quickly, and now the Corona cases are up again. So my solution is dead simple. Wear a mask, a good mask, all the time when you go out. Mm-hmm. If you have to go to a shop, if you have to pick up something, meet someone, wear a mask and insist strongly with chutzpah for the other person to wear a mask. Yesterday somebody wanted to enter the museum and he says, may I talk to you? And I said to him, no, you may not talk to me because you're not wearing a mask. Get out of
here. Well, so, I think that's what it's very interesting because I've been saying that on the air. It's pretty simple. It's polite. Wear a mask and, have the personal distancing. That's what it's just the polite thing to do. Check out Uri Geller and his activities, his new museum, Uri Geller, URIGELLER, Uri Geller Museum. .com. I'm looking very, very much forward to seeing and participating in that event as it happens. Uri Geller, one of the great minds in our universe, here on Your Hidden Power.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.